Yes, right now here on Sports Overnight on RSN 927. It's a pleasure to be joined by former Socceroos striker and current, of course, Scottish football star in Scott McDonald. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Absolute pleasure. Good evening.
Well, first things first, actually, mate. I say current Scottish football star, maybe no longer. Obviously, a big season there with Motherwell and a big stint over there in the UK, but maybe not for much longer.
Yeah, well, there's a possibility. Obviously, I'm a free agent at the moment, so I'm talking to numerous, you know, different types of weird and wonderful countries and teams and clubs at the moment. So a lot of decisions to be made, and I'm just taking the time out now to see what's best for me and the family moving forward.
And as we say, it's been reported a lot over here about an A-League return perhaps beckoning. Is that something you'd really like to do, return to Australia and play in the A-League?
Without question, yeah. I think that's obviously been well stated now and documented that I would like a return. It is something that, you know, does fascinate me now, you know, at this time in my career, and I still think there's plenty of years, you know, in my career left, and it'd be nice to go back home and obviously, you know, show people, obviously, you know, what they've not seen for a long time, I think. But obviously, time will tell on that one, and I'll just have to wait and see. Everyone will, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Scott McDonald on the line here, of course, on Sports Overnight on RSN 927. Just on that too, I think it was about 12 months or so ago, a bit of speculation about a return to Australia with the Wanderers, a life-changing offer. Obviously, this has been on the cards for a while, a return home.
Yeah, it has. It's been something that, obviously, myself and, like I said, the family have mulled over on a couple of occasions. It was unfortunate that first time round, 12 months ago, I just re-signed for Motherwell. And in terms of trying to, you know, make a transfer at that point in time, it was always going to be very difficult. But there was more of a possibility in the January transfer window there. But again, you know, I'm contracted to Motherwell, and Motherwell just wouldn't play ball. And at the end of the day, we as a family, had, you know, gave our wishes that we wanted to leave. But, you know, you've got to understand the club's position and where the club was at that point. And they felt, you know, if I was to go, then it would sort of weaken their chances of staying in the league. So I had to respect that and move on. And Western Sydney have now moved on as well. So I just have to look and wait and see, you know, what comes about. I'm still, you know, waiting to see, you know, what offers are going to come in. And, yeah, I'm just sitting here patiently.
If you come back to Australia, Scott, where's the preference? Is it New South Wales or not too fast?
To be fair, I don't really have a preference. You know, I'm not this guy that's going to go and pick and choose where he wants to go. I'm from Melbourne originally, but, you know, the whole of Australia is, you know, a fantastic place, and it would just be nice to come home, but not for a holiday, but to actually, you know, put my stamp on it and, you know, show people what I can do. You know, like I said, it's been a long time since probably they've seen me and probably seen the best of me. And I certainly still think that that's, you know, well within me to do that.
And a former Socceroos striker, Scott McDonald, here on Sports Overnight on RSN 927, plied his trade for many a year over there in the UK. The Socceroos, incidentally, there, Scott, what did you make of their recent Confederations Cup campaign? Obviously, against Germany was pretty good, maybe a little bit of a flattering scoreline. Obviously, against Cameroon, a bit better next up. But then against Chile, I thought the best the Socceroos have played for quite some time.
Yeah, without question. I think it was a respectable outcome in the end. When you're looking at it on paper, you fear the worst, especially when you play, you know, Germany and Chile, who are obviously South American champions as well, and even Cameroon being the African one. So it's you know, it was a tough group, but I think the boys did exceptionally well. I think there has been a little bit of criticism in terms of the type of style that we play, and in terms of, well, me looking at it personally, well, when we play these teams in the situation that it is, it's not the World Cup as well. You would like to see our teams be a little bit more expansive, but we have to understand at the level that we are as well as a nation and what the levels of other nations are. And we have to be respectful of that, and we have to try and obviously make it difficult for them to break us down also. But, you know, when you're looking at it at times, you just wish that, because we have got, you know, decent attacking firepower that, you know, the way we played against Chile, for instance, you know, why could we have not tried to have played like that on the transition, you know, in the first two games?
And I was going to say also there, Scott, obviously a bit of a fledgling World Cup qualifying campaign. You're still confident the Socceroos will be there in Russia next year?
Yeah, well, this next one's a massive one, isn't it? I think it really all boils down to this Japan game on whether or not they'll get the automatic qualification. But I'm still more than confident, whether it be through, you know, the second phase of playing the third best team of the other group, that Australia are more than capable still to qualify for the World Cup. Obviously, as a fan and you know, and everyone, you know, in the nation, we don't want that. We want automatic qualification. We've had that the last two times, so hopefully they can go out there and get the result that's needed over in Japan.
And Scott, on yourself too, and as you said, you feel like you've still got plenty of quality football left in you. Do you still harbour ambitions to represent the Socceroos again, and do you feel you might be there in Russia, hopefully?
I think my time's surpassed in terms of, you know, international football now. That's just being realistic and honest. I could say and turn around that I would never say no to my country, which would be the honest truth. But in terms of actually, you know, being part of the national team now, I think that's well and truly behind me. I'm just more interested in focusing on my, you know, my club career. Now, that's the most important thing, and prolonging my career for as long as I can and enjoying it. I think that's the most important thing for me now.
And Scott, I know we've spoken about it before, but no ill feeling whatsoever about your previous Socceroos stint.
No, I don't see why there should be. I think everyone gets the wrong end of the stick. You know, when I speak about it at times, it just didn't go the way that obviously we all would have liked. I think we all want our players to be successful. I came in an era which was full of fantastic footballers, and it was just a joy to play with some of these guys and be a part of the squad. Disappointments, yeah, of course, because didn't go to the tournaments I would have liked, or didn't maybe get the minutes. But, you know, all in all, you take the highs and the lows, and, you know, it, no matter, you know, what sport it is, it's an absolute honour and privilege to play for your country. And I'm delighted to say that, you know, I did that on more than, you know, one or two occasions. So, you know, for me, I achieved something that I set out to do from such a young age. And for me, it's a great achievement. So, no ill feeling towards it. Just, obviously, you know, I look at it and I embrace it, and it was a fantastic time.
And a former Socceroos striker and, of course, Scottish football star, Scott McDonald, here on Sports Overnight on RSN 927. I know you've done a lot of commentary over there in the UK as well, Scott. And the English Premier League season, obviously not the fairy tale for Leicester this season, but Chelsea far too good. And a lot of people saying, too, the Spurs may be the best ever side to finish second.
Yeah, well, Spurs were absolutely wonderful to watch, you know, throughout the season. You know, unfortunately for them, like the season before, they just finished a little bit short. But there was no question in terms of, you know, the most consistent team was Chelsea, and hard to break down. And, you know, in Conte's first season, it's a fantastic feat, you know, to win the league. I think they're going to find it even tougher again this year. It just seems to get tougher and tougher for everyone. And in that league, you know, we see Lukaku now, you know, almost finalising a deal to Manchester United. That's a superb signing for Manchester United, probably under the noses of, you know, Chelsea. Everyone thinking he's going to Chelsea, and it leaves now Chelsea in a dilemma of what they do if they do get rid of Costa, in terms of that number nine position. Who are they going to fill it with? But they've got the money to go and get someone, so I'm sure they will go and get someone. And it's always a great time, this time of the season, where, you know, we see the comings and goings, you know, in English football, because there's just so much money now involved in the game. It seems to be, you know, just getting ridiculous almost. But, you know, it does bring the best players, hopefully, to the league, and makes it even more competitive, as we're seeing, you know, with the likes of Spurs and, you know, teams underneath now coming into the fore and trying to get into that top four position. And now Liverpool coming back as well. So it makes for an exciting Premier League season again.
Well, I was going to say, as you said, it gets harder and harder to pick, Scott. Now, who does win it next year, do you think, or who is the favourite?
Well, I still think you have to go with Chelsea again at this moment in time. If they can sort out the Costa issues, if he stays, gets him going again, but that looks like it's gone past the point of that. They're going to have to find a good replacement for Costa and what he does for that team. But they're the most settled side at the moment. Obviously, Tottenham are there or thereabouts again, but they've never won it. So in terms of, you know, knowing, you know, when it comes down to the wire, if they can, you know, push it over the line, that's going to be interesting to see. And you can never rule out Manchester United under Jose Mourinho now as well, especially now bringing in Lukaku. And I don't think his business has finished there as well. So, it would just be interesting to see how they knit. And then, again, you can't forget about Arsenal and Liverpool as well. Arsenal are going all out. They've spent $45 million on Lacazette. And they look to be, you know, trying to bring someone else in from Monaco for a large sum of money as well at the minute. So, yeah, interesting times. It's always hard, like you said, to pick. And I forgot even an even bigger name, didn't I? Pep Guardiola at Manchester City. So, been very quiet in terms of their business so far. So, it'll be interesting to see. I think it will only hot up in the next coming weeks.
And how did you find personally the season just gone in the Scottish Premier League, obviously with Motherwell, but Celtic taking it all before them as well?
Yeah, look, Celtic were unbelievable in terms of, you know, their achievements last year. I don't think it will ever be seen again, especially in my lifetime. You know, a team, you know, remaining unbeaten and you know, taking the treble out, you know, in Scottish football. It just shows you how, you know, their streaks ahead of everyone else in the football, in the league itself, you know. And it's difficult. It's difficult for, you know, the teams like Motherwell for, you know, for Motherwell to compete with the likes of Celtic in terms of the financial status that Celtic have. And I only hope for Scottish football that Rangers can get their act together. Mind you, it doesn't look like it's happening anytime soon after the results in Europe midweek there. But, you know, for the sake of the game in Scottish football, because it does hold a, you know, a heavy place in my heart, because I've been here for such a long time and it gave me a lot of success, and I'd like to see Scottish football on the rise again. So I think for that to happen, they're going to have to, you know, get Rangers back to, you know, at least challenging Celtic for the title. But, you know, good things ahead for Celtic. You know, they're in the Champions League qualifiers, and I fully expect them to get to at least the third, you know, the final phase of that. And I would like to see them obviously get in the Champions League again, because those Champions League nights at Celtic Park are, as I know firsthand, are absolutely phenomenal.
And last but not least, Scott, really appreciate your time being so generous with it. Former Socceroos striker and Scottish football star Scott McDonald here on Sports Overnight on RSN 927. You must be really heartened as well to see the likes of Aaron Moy with Huddersfield, and I think Matt Ryan will be applying his trade with Brighton and the like in the top flight of English football next year as well.
I'm delighted to see it. It's about time we had some, you know, quality players playing, you know, in Europe again. And it only bodes well for the rest of, you know, Australian football when we see players, you know, coming across and playing at the highest levels. I think we've missed that in recent years. I think a lot of players' heads have been turned with the money in terms of, you know, in the Far East and in Asia. But I'm hoping to see that turn a little bit again, and hopefully we see a lot more of the A-League players now seeing what the likes of, you know, Aaron Moy's done and believing in themselves and going across, you know, abroad to Europe and making names for themselves and playing in, you know, the best leagues possible, which only will then benefit the national team. You know, we had the golden generation, but I believe we only had that generation because these players all went overseas and into Europe and from a very young age applied their trades and got better and better. If we're to continue down the route of all our players staying in the A-League throughout and maybe going to Asia, I don't see that golden era coming back again. And I don't think I'm the only one, you know, from ex-player-wise, from national team, that would say that. I think we need more and more of them, you know, exploring the opportunities and going to play at the highest levels. Okay, it's very difficult when silly amounts of money get chucked at you in terms of when you go to China and all the likes, but is it improving you as a player and where you at in terms of your time in your career? So I'd like to see a lot more of them just looking in terms of the money will come if they do go and they are successful in Europe. And that's certainly what Aaron Moy's done. So fair play to him.
Well, Scott, thanks so much for your time once again, mate. Can't wait to hopefully see you back in Australia again soon. And good luck with whatever the future holds. Thanks again.
Absolute pleasure. Take care, guys.